That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in, because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I do want to say to everyone, Happy Father's Day. I hope you are enjoying your family and loved ones today. And we are going into summer,
this week. We're going into the summer solstice. So, of course, my guest tonight is Mark Doges, the wonderful, famed astrologer that's going to tell us everything about what's coming up this summer. I think we have an exciting summer astrologically wise, and I'm sure that there's going to be some action soul wise as well, Mark, don't you think?
I think it's going to be a quick summer. So if people want to have a vacation or get some playtime in, they better claim it, because if they don't, it'll be Labor Day before they know it.
And you know, it's funny, you said that about May. And May has always been my favorite month and a slow month for me. This May, I was on roller skates, skateboards, and motorcycles all at once.
You know, it's a really busy all year. Yeah.
The last time we talked was in March, and we were talking about Saturn and Capricorn and Mars and Capricorn and the problems that we had. And I remember saying to you that I thought we were going to have volcano eruptions, earthquakes, and a lot of rain. And it's really come true, don't you think?
It has. I don't know if the rain part has been so much, but definitely the volcanoes are very active. And, of course, I track the earthquakes through the NOAA group. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've been pretty constant.
Well, we've had constant flood warnings here. I'm on the East Coast, and we have beautiful foliage for the spring, but I'm telling you, some of the flowers got wrecked from so much rain. One town had 7 inches in about 1 hour. And wow. And hail, you don't hear much about hail. We've had hail, too. So tell us the good things. I know that we're coming into a grand trine in water. I'm just a little bit worried about getting drowned here.
It's true that when the water element is strong, that whether it's people's emotions or whether it's actually water on the earth does become an issue. For example, if you've been tracking South Africa at all, they're having severe drought problems with water. The beauty is that they are set up in what we would call a grand water trine, and that means triple harmony. And that goes.
Yeah, I know, that's what you said.
Yeah. So between Mercury is how we think, how we communicate, Jupiter's our philosophy, so we know we're all going to be making sure our belief system is in alignment with our actions. And then, of course, Neptune is either spirituality, intuition, compassion, or our higher vision. And so this is going to be a great summer to open up to our higher vision, our intuition, to see what is it we need to bring into this world.
Well, Mark, you know I'm making a movie, and I'm a double Pisces, and I am making a movie called Unlimited Realities, and we're going to have some wonderful people that are interested. We're hoping that Shirley MacLaine will narrate it. We're hoping that Bradley Cooper and Elizabeth Watson will partake, and it's moving along, and it's going to be a spiritual opening the heart movie, and it will teach people a lot of things that they may not know about. So I'm really excited. I think it's going to go.
Well, and that's excellent, because Neptune and Pisces both are associated with the film and photography business, and they're also associated with higher vision. And then Mercury, of course, is communicating that vision to the world in a way that the world can understand it.
That's exciting. Now, I have a question for you. My Pluto is in Leo in my eighth house. Venus is moving into Leo. I don't think Venus has been in Leo for a while, a few years.
Actually, about once a year-ish, depending on her retrograde cycles.
Okay.
But yeah, she is definitely going to be in Leo. And, you know,
so with all this power in the Grand Trine and that Venus hitting my Pluto in the eighth house, it looks like I can almost count on getting funding for the movie. That's what I wanted to say.
Sure, that's one great thing. It's also great for any kind of emotional healing that needs to go on. And of course, you know, Leo on the positive level is about opening hearts. It's about creativity. It's about stepping into leadership. And of course, Venus is the classic diplomat, the one who wants to share and play nicely with others. So here you will be, in your specific case, working with people either to get the funding or obviously the editing or the other things that need to go on. In other words, people cooperating from an open heart level would be the high vibration of how to use that.
And then as I was looking at it, I also know that there's going to be a meeting with Trump in Korea, and this Venus moves into Leo on Flag Day, the 14th of June. So this can also be very positive for what's going on with that effort.
I certainly hope so. You know, every sign has a positive and a negative, and the negative of Leo can be, you know, I'm the king, my way or the highway.
Both men feel that way. I'm just hoping they don't crack heads.
As long as they stay out of ego and they approach it from an open heart perspective, I would say that that's a good sign. But you do know that at solstice that Mars, the warrior planet, is slowing down to turn retrograde on June 26th until August 27th. So people were expecting a quick solution out of this thing in Korea. I would say I don't think so, that it's going to be fall before they, you know, find some way to work together.
Well, he said that. He said it isn't going to be the first meeting. The first meeting is getting to know you. Aren't you glad that you're out of a Cold War? And then the second thing is, let's not have any aggression. And the third thing is, maybe we can make a deal.
Yeah, and see, the beauty for everybody is that with Mars, this male warrior, going retrograde over the summer, we're all going to get to look and make sure that our actions and our ambitions are in alignment with what we actually want to create in this world. You know, Aquarius rules our aspirations.
Now, Leo also rules children. And I'm going to tell you something, Mark. Both of my sons were born on a Sunday, and both of my sons have Leo moons. My firstborn has his Leo moon at 3 degrees Leo, which is where my Pluto is. My secondborn has his Leo moon at 8 degrees Leo, right on my Chiron. So isn't that interesting, children?
It'll be interesting to watch, because on July 27th, we're going to have a lunar eclipse at 5 degrees of Aquarius in Leo. So it's going to land on your 8-degree Leo moon child. And, you know, lunar eclipse is emotional. It tends to pull us apart, hopefully to put us back together in a better way.
Right.
And, of course, Leo on the positive, as we said, is about opening our heart and stepping into leadership. And Aquarius is about creating win-win situations for the higher ideal. So we're all going to see that over the summer, but particularly on the 27th of July at the lunar eclipse.
That's exciting. So let's go back a little bit, tread backwards, and go to the solstice, which is on the 21st. Sure. What do you see for that?
Well, first, as you said, there's this grand water trine, so that's actually really the nicest thing that's going on. The moon is going to be in Libra, and, you know, the solstice chart, we say, represents the coming quarter, you know, until fall equinox. And so to have the moon in Libra, especially with the North Korea language we've been talking about, is great for diplomacy and sharing and playing nicely together. And I would add to it that I would think that because Mars is slowing down to turn retrograde on the 25th, 26th, as we said, and this is getting way ahead of ourselves, but Venus, the other relationship planet, is going to go retrograde this fall. My thinking is we're all going to be reviewing our relationships, and I don't care if that's our love life, our business relationships, family relationships, they're all going to go through some sort of a reevaluation and review.
And you know what? With Libra being a cardinal sign squaring Saturn, and with reviewing everything, they're going to review putting down arms because you got Mars there. So it could be extremely positive for any nuclear threats. Extremely.
And the thing is Saturn is slow but sure. So to think that they're just going to shut everything down overnight would be unrealistic. But Saturn works for the long-term goal. So I'm with you. I'm hoping that this is good for the long-term. But I don't think there'll be any quick overnight, you know.
No, but I think they're going to start with sanctions. Because don't forget, Saturn is the father. So the father is going to discipline you on one hand, but the father's going to give to you something if you work for it and earn it on another hand. So it seems to me like they're going to try some kind of trade agreements first before they really do stop the aggression, and then they may begin to trust each other. In my January predictions, I said that North and South Korea would come together this year and that they were going to be very successful in the future. And I'm just blown away that all this is happening, because that's what I felt when we entered 2018.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that as well. And personally, I think that that's the North Korea's actual goal, is more to be realigned with South Korea than, you know, to be friendly with the United States.
I don't know how well they'll do with China, because I don't know about China's chart. But I see in the future all three of them standing up to Russia in some way, because they're all there together. And I think there's going to be a reason to stand up to Russia. I'm also feeling some changes in what's that cold area of Russia? Siberia, sorry. I'm feeling some changes in Siberia as well, and I think that is going to start getting a little warmer in that area. And then the other thing we can look at is this Jerusalem issue that I wrote a paper on last week, and I did a show on it. Do you know anything about how that's affected?
Well, I can look. Let me look up Israel's chart in general.
Because, you know, this is a 2,000-year war. And these Palestinians and the Jewish people and the Muslims and are all against each other. They're the ones that are right. Theirs is the only religion and no one else matters. And that has to shift. That's what is shifting, Mark. We have to get to a community to where everybody benefits everybody else instead of this one awful judgment thing.
And the one thing you actually mentioned earlier that really applies to what you're saying now is with all this Leo that's going on this summer, the Venus in Leo that you mentioned, the lunar eclipse in Aquarius Leo, and in August there's another solar eclipse in Leo too. And the country of Israel has a lot of planets in their natal chart, in Leo. So, yeah, they're all going to be activated. Palestine too, you know, all those countries back in the 1947-48 range that formed or were adjusting all have a lot of Leo in their chart.
That's right, because that was Leo at the time. And as I said, I'd like to go back to that 1860, whatever the date was, I know it was around 1860 when they had the great expectations and then it didn't happen. And just we'll see what Leo that is, and then maybe when Abraham was on the planet. I don't know if we know when Abraham was on the planet. He was the first teacher that we had, very, very wise man, of course. And as we've progressed along, it seems to me that it's all been ruled, I want to say, by the sun. In a lot of ways, I mean that, by the sun, our sun, the Leo sun, and the sun sun.
Yep. Well, in my esoteric astrology, Abraham is thought to be a being called El Moria in the Ascended Masterwork, and that's associated with Archangel Michael in what we call the first ray, and that's about standing in our power, our unity, our wholeness, and our oneness, but it makes us get rid of everything that's between, shall we say, creative source and ourselves, fears, self-worth,
ego. And that's what we're doing. That's what's taken 2,000 years. And, of course, now we're moving the U.S. Embassy into Jerusalem. And that means that our president, Donald Trump, is calling Jerusalem a capital.
Sure.
I don't know why that is so bad. I've always felt that Jerusalem was the center of Israel, but... there's a lot of people, of course, objecting to that.
Well, but it's also an important place for the Muslim religion, too. And
yes, it is.
And you can't have it both ways, you know.
Yes, you can. That's the thing. That's what we have to learn. You can have it all three ways. You can have it the Jewish way, the Muslim way, and the Christian way, as long as we honor each other.
And
because they're all coming from the same, remember, we have one God.
Hopefully by the time we get to the age of Aquarius in a couple hundred more years, that'll happen. We're still in that age of Pisces ending up now. And
That's a good thought to put out. It may take 200 years, but we'll do it. I like that thought.
That's my hope, because, you know, we're on the cusp of a shifting of an age from Pisces into Aquarius now. So, and that also explains on some levels why, I don't want to say that the world's screwed up, but there's certainly a lot of conflict right now.
Well, we're ego, and Leo, you know, has to be first. Leo has to be the center of attention. Leo is the actor or the actress that wants accolades and flowers.
Well, and on a larger level, you know, we're trying to end a 2100-year age of Pisces and move into the new age of Aquarius for the next 2100 years. And that means the world's got to change.
Yes, and it is starting to. We've had so much change. I want to go back to May, and I told you I was on roller skates and a motorcycle at the same time, but there was so much change. And it was basic foundation change. Like, I strengthened my company, I opened another company, I started getting ready for the movie, I had to do all kinds of legal things. I'm still settling legalities with my sister who passed. So there was a lot in May, and I feel like a lot of other people are feeling the same thing, or they're sensing they have to get ready for something. So can you help tell us what we're going to get ready for and what these eclipses are going to bring?
Well, and for the listeners who weren't at the spring show, we talked about the planet Uranus moving into Taurus, which hasn't been around for 84 years. And Uranus is the revolutionary, the bringer of innovation and new ways of doing things. And Taurus is about bringing things down to Earth and making them practical in the world. So I would be looking at this is people's opportunity to bring innovative and inventive new ideas into some sort of a pragmatic form. But it's just at the very tip of the iceberg, because Uranus spends 7 years in a sign and it's just barely tipping its toes into it.
But, you know, isn't Uranus going to square Venus in Leo? Taurus and Leo, what's going to happen when that occurs? That's not going to be too far away. That's this summer.
The nice part of that is Venus is pretty quick, you know, moves through a degree every day or so. But see, the challenge would be is, since Uranus is associated with groups, friends, organizations, people will be looking at which groups or friends do I want to associate with and which one do I need to release and let go of. Mm-hmm. Because it's so quick, you know, you don't really expect the big stuff, but,
you never know.
Using Trump and North Korea as an example, you would call that an uncomfortable friendship.
Right. But also now we have those eclipses that are going to affect it too. Doesn't Aquarius affect Taurus?
Yes, it's in a challenging relationship that we would call a square, as you know.
Right. If we have an eclipse in Aquarius and we have Uranus in Taurus, that can bring something sudden like another volcanic eruption or bad weather or any kind of an upsetting experience.
Well, and as you know, I do the astrocartography maps for people, you know, to find their power places on planet Earth.
Oh, I know you do. It's wonderful.
I also do it for the eclipses and the solstices. And for this year, the place that keeps getting hit over and over and over again is that whole Papua New Guinea, Indonesia kind of a zone constantly. Mm-hmm. And then the other zone is what we'll call the Southern California and Northwest Mexico is being hit all year by these challenging transits. So,
that could have to do with earthquakes, because I did predict earthquakes along that area. That's where I did the cruise. When I was on my cruise in 2011, I think it affected it then. I was coming back to California from the Mexican Riviera, and Japan had the earthquake. We were on the boat when that happened.
And you probably remember that last summer we were talking about all that Leo influence that was being activated in the West. And of course, we saw fires like crazy under the Leo energy.
And my predictions this year is that we're going to have rain on the East Coast and hot, hot, dry, dry weather on the West Coast again.
I would agree with that, and I'm hoping that because the fire energy is not as strong this year, not that we won't have fires, but I don't think they'll be as massive as they were last summer.
That would be good. I'd like to get that all calmed down.
Yeah.
It would be nice if we had no more at all. And some of them just start. It's almost like it's cosmic. I know that some have been careless with cigarettes and matches, but some of them just start. All of a sudden they start. Like, it's cosmic.
And you'll remember that in the spring we talked that Chiron, the wounded healer, had moved into Aries just barely over the summer. And Aries is a fire sign too. So I'm wondering about, you know, woundedness through fire, whether that's, woundedness for the land, or whether that's hopefully coming up with alternative ways or new ways to help combat fires in a safe
way. But I also saw it as fire from a new experience, like lava from a volcano.
Absolutely. Well, that's the no-brainer, because that's in the news every day right now.
And we're going to have more. I'm expecting fire, volcanic eruption in Italy, in Iceland, and in Washington State. So let's just see what we can do with that with our prayer work, because prayer work does work. And the other thing is, let's go to the end of the eclipses, and as we approach September, what do you see there?
Well, you know, as in every year, the energy starts moving out of Leo into Virgo. And obviously, that's the roll up your sleeves and get to work. But this year, remember earlier I said that Mars was going to be retrograde June 25th, 26th until August 27th. Mm-hmm. Well, that means that this warrior ambition, I need to get off my backside and get moving, starts moving on August 27th. So, and of course, you know, as the planets take a little bit of time to get up to speed. But whatever it is that is our changing values, our changing aspirations that we consider over the summer, we'll be acting on them by the time we get into September.
And I think that's true. And I'll tell you why I think so. Because as Mars starts to move, Mercury comes out of retrograde in the middle of August, around the 25th. So with the two of them coming together, we're going to be talking about our future, our projects, our success, and our good things. And I know some of the kids will be talking about starting college, but I know that the government might be even talking about cyber money versus money, or changing the money system, or something to do with values and money.
Certainly with Uranus and Taurus, our whole money system is changing to the extent that, you know, many people are just using their telephone to deal with money at this point in time.
They are, but I hope we never, ever, ever get to cyber money, because we'll lose our freedom if we do.
Well, and the all the Leo you talk about, what I would suggest to the listeners is this summer, would, because of all this Leo energy, is your heart really engaged in the things you're doing? Are you doing them just because you've always done them, or because you're supposed to do them, or you're guilty, or whatever your feeling is? And if your heart's not really in it, it's going to be really hard to push in these new energies, because, you know, part of you is going to say yes, and the other part's going to feel like, you know, feeling like when you drive with the emergency brake on.
But, you know, I think it's getting rid of the same old, and bringing yourself maybe some excitement and joy by doing something different, whether you take a bus to school instead of walking, or whether you are learning how to drive a car, or you're doing something that's out of the status quo, Mark, out of the status quo.
And, you know, the way to get it started for those of us who don't know just what that's going to look like yet is to make sure they get some time to either do something playful or creative over this summer, because sometimes you need to, shall we say, break open the universe a little bit so that it can bring in the messages that you need. And when we're too rigid in our thinking or way of behavior, it's hard for the universe to get that information into us.
And you know what can be fun? I don't know. This picture just came to me of people putting music on the beach and dancing with their children on the sand. I think that is so cute. Wouldn't that be fun to have a day of dancing on the sand? Instead of dancing with the stars, we're going to dance on the sand and see who feels good with what.
Sounds good to me.
and ice cream and cotton candy and all the fun things. And I think that people are going to be feeling energetic enough to want to do something. I think the entertainment places this summer will do very well, much better than last year. What do you think?
I agree. And I also would add that I think it's important that people make time in their busy life for that. Because when we get to fall, it's going to be, oh boy, we better roll up our sleeves and get to work. Playtime's over. So play while it's time to play.
Yeah, so we're going into the grindstone in September. And then in October, I think we're going to have to worry about our wallets. We're going to have to really curb our spending. And we're going to have to tread carefully for a while. So we'll know that when you come back on the fall equinox, come back on the air on the fall equinox.
Yes, and then we'll be talking about relationships because of Venus turning retrograde.
That's great. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We are now at the half hour, and it is time for us to listen to some messages. And I will be back with Mark Dodich in just a few.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of June 18th through June 24th, 2018. This week brings us the summer season, the summer solstice, as well as a long retrograde along with some trines and tricky oppositions. Monday is a bit complicated because the moon moves into Virgo to give you a list of tasks to accomplish. At the same time, dreamy Neptune in Pisces, the exact opposite of Virgo, turns retrograde until November 24th. Neptune can be strongly spiritual or just wants to daydream and take a nap. Although you may not feel such a distant planet turning retrograde on Monday, just know that it begins a process of opening up to a higher vision, practicing forgiveness, and trusting your intuition at a higher level. This energy gives you a chance to step away from some of the unpleasant difficulties in life, such as credit card debt, an overdue mortgage payment, or an unresolved and painful relationship decision. Some other areas are fake news, being deceived or lied to, medication problems, and protecting your privacy. It's time to allow yourself to step away from your worries and cares, even if it's just for a bit, and look at your higher spiritual purpose on the planet Earth. Tuesday and Wednesday are enthusiastic because talkative Mercury is making a harmonious chime to I'm ready for more Jupiter and open up to a higher vision Neptune. Of course, the highlight of the week is on June 21st, Thursday, the summer solstice, when the sun moves into Cancer. It may be time to schedule that mammogram, let go of old hurts, and give out plenty of hugs. The next 3 months shows a grand water trine, which means there is triple harmony while you are helping your emotional well-being. Mercury in Cancer asks you to think of quick ways to nurture yourself. Neptune in Pisces would love it if you went off to someplace quiet, to a meditative watery place, and reflect on what's important to you in life. Jupiter in Scorpio is still moving retrograde until July 10th. So it's a good energy to heal any emotional wounds or research further projects that can take you to a higher level. More of a challenging nature, Mars is slowing down to turn retrograde next week in Aquarius on Tuesday, the 26th of June, and it's on the opposite side of the sky from Venus in Leo. One side of you wants to open up to passion and fun and creativity, and the other side wants to detach from the world to review your ambitions from a comfortable distance. This could cause some friction for you, as well as the people that you love and are close to. All types of relationships are shifting under this energy. Both Venus and Mars are challenging Jupiter, and that means it's time to determine if your belief system is getting in the way of you going to a higher level. Between summer solstice energies and the three eclipses coming in July, there's no shortage of opportunities to open up to something larger in your life by the fall equinox. And if you really want to get abstract, Pluto is moving across the ecliptic this summer, something that has not happened since the 1930s. Friday has pleasant planetary energies for social activities with small groups or individuals in an intimate setting. So, don't go to any loud places with noise and people that you really don't like. On Saturday, Mercury makes a tricky opposition to Pluto, which could bring in conversations causing battles, threats, or intimidation. Although Saturday morning is a bit uncomfortable, it improves as the day moves along. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time to get back to our program with tonight's guest, Mark Dodich, famed astrologer. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now, as well as the hereafter, and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. Over the past 30 years or so, I have been blessed to open up to my inner self of intuition and inner guidance, which has been a valuable and priceless gift. Mankind has always believed in unseen energies inhabiting in an invisible world of lives and existences from the other realms. Do you think you're a little bit psychic? Do you think you have a strong intuition? Would you like to learn how to open your intuition and develop your sixth sense? I have put together 3 books on the subject: Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Developing Your Sixth Sense, Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3. These are my trilogy books, And what they do is introduce you to the subject of metaphysics in all of its various forms. Do you know about the chakras, the seven energy centers of the body? Do you have a meditation practice? Do you wonder about your dreams? Have you ever met your spiritual guide? Have you had an out-of-body experience, or do you know how to use creative visualization? What about basic astrology? You can begin to build your spiritual practice and open to your intuition with these three books. Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3. It has been said by many parents of teenagers and young people that Book 1 really does help the younger ones begin to learn about this subject and develop themselves as well. All books are available on Amazon.com, as well as my website, new-visions.com. Pick them up. They'll always be a part of your library. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between August and October of 2018. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights.
Too many nights.
Too many stars.
Too many stars.
Change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
And that was Perry Como with our favorite song, Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes. But maybe it's a good idea to let the stars get in your eyes with where Neptune is right now. We'll have to find out. I'm here with Let's Find Out with my guest, Mark Dodich. Mark, why don't you give them your website so they know how to reach you?
The website is astromark.us, astromark.us. And I just uploaded the summer solstice newsletter that they can download from the website.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now what we'd like to do, since we're on since we're running out of time, is for you to give us a little bit of a slide in from the June 21st to the fall equinox, which is September 22nd. Can you tell us what you see energetically at that time, over that time?
Sure. The first thing is because of that grand water trine we talked about at the very beginning, I would want to make sure everybody is doing things that are supporting them emotionally, either emotional healing or actions. I don't care if it's going to a spa, whatever it is that helps them emotionally is going to be really important to do this summer. And to add to that, and we didn't really talk about this, but on July 12th, there's a solar eclipse, and it's the first of the eclipses in the sign Cancer, where, as we talked, all this stuff has been going on in Leo and Aquarius for the last year and a half. So this is the teaser of what's coming next year. So if people are paying attention, Cancer is home, family, food, nutrition, residential real estate. And so pay attention this summer on that home, family, emotional level, because that's going to get much stronger in our 2019 conversations.
And I think some of it's going to have to do with our building and construction, the gasoline problem, and maybe even heating your house.
That and how we deal with food and agriculture issues, you know, GMOs, things of that nature are going to be big.
Right. Well, that had to change because of the weather that we've had that has been difficult for crops. So I know that these are some things that we're saying we're concerned with because Saturn in Capricorn opposes Cancer, and there could be some tightening of the belt, as they say. But Mark, tell us some good things. Tell us about maybe our technology or our medicines or our health.
Well, certainly on the technology level, I mean, it's no surprise to tell people that all that's changing because that's been going on for years now. The difference is over the last 7 years, Uranus and Aries were pioneering new ways to do things. Now it's going to get very much more practical and hopefully more user friendly for the people who are technology adverse. So that it'll be easier for people to step into this, is how I would view that.
And that's funny because I said this coming week that we had to begin to update our personal technology. So I think there's maybe new systems that are coming in, whether they're banking systems or television, radio, or even the theater. I think there's new systems of entertainment coming in.
And I would agree with that. And I'm just hoping that they start to make it user friendly for everybody because, you know, there's a big segment of the world. I still have clients who have dial up connections like in
Wyoming. Oh, I know. I do, too. Well, you know, that's out in the rural areas because they haven't brought in Fios yet. My girlfriend lives in Upper New York State, just above Kingston and the Catskills. You know where that is, right, Mark?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're on dial up or on Dish. And they can't get the internet. My cousin who lives in New Hampshire near Lake Sunapee has a terrible time either being on the internet or on a cell phone.
So I'm hoping this technology makes it more, not only more user friendly, but more available to more people. And whether that's in upstate New York or whether that's in the Serengeti in Africa, you know.
There you go. And medication, I think we'll have some nice breakthroughs. It would be nice to have things eased, such as multiple sclerosis or muscular dystrophy. What do you feel with that, Mark?
Well, that's great. All of the things with, I would think things like Alzheimer and dementia type things that we're going to get a better grip on.
Good.
Be the good thing. My big concern, though, is with this Neptune in Pisces for a 14-year period, which it's only about halfway in, is the opioid crisis, the drug crisis.
I know. Yeah.
And you know, I would love to be able to sit here and say, I think they're going to, you know, they would be able to get a handle on this. But I think knowing your Neptune still have seven more years in Pisces, I'm hoping they get it under control. But the other part of me says is, oh, geez, this could take another 7 years.
Well, I think that the whole issue here, and maybe you'll join in with me, is to develop your spiritual self, develop your spiritual center. It really will help you get a handle on it. I believe that meditation can take away any kind of cravings that we have. Do you agree, Mark?
I think meditation and working on your personal growth issues, you know, is really, in my mind, the only way to progress because, you know, I'm not anti-government or anti-politics, but there's only so much you can do to change people who are not operating at the highest level of consciousness. The only way you can do it is to raise your own consciousness.
And I agree. And I think that we may, from the universe, be having some new ideas and thoughts and plans with our dream state or with our meditation state. And as the technology comes in, maybe we'll even have some new knowledge for love, peace, and harmony.
Perfect. I'm holding that thought.
That's a wonderful way to end the show tonight, Mark. It's wonderful having you with us, and I'm glad you're coming back in September. Please let me have your website one more time.
That would be astromark.us, astromark.us.
Is there a phone number you'd like to give out?
Sure. In the Pacific time, it's a landline, 503-252-1558.
You leave a message and Mark will get back to you. Thank you tonight for joining us, Mark.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Have a great summer. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, we have our Frank St. James back, and he will be answering your questions about what's coming for you this summer. And he is wonderful, and I'm thrilled that he's being with us one more time. We are going to close now for the meditation. And the meditation is called Creating Union for 2018. And William Vitalis is going to sing Moonlight on My Window. I love that song. We will be followed by Alignment with Richard Shulman. Richard has written music that helps your body automatically align and get your chakras spinning at the right speed to help you move ahead with your spiritual knowledge. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week, and good night.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. From a distance, there is harmony, and it echoes through the land. It's the It's the voice of every man. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need. And there are no guns, no bombs, and no every man. God is one. distance.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our nightly meditation. Tonight, we are creating union, which of course is the essence of human relationships. Please sit in a straight back chair with your feet uncrossed and flat on the floor. Or you can lie down on your bed with your feet out straight and uncrossed. Or sit in the lotus position if you desire. Take a deep breath and clear your mind. Take another deep breath and clear your mind again. One more time, clearing your mind. Now let's bring down the ring of fire. That's a ring, like a Christmas wreath, that you bring down over the top of your head, your neck, your shoulders, your body, your hips, your thighs, your legs, and your feet, and you throw it down into the ground. So let's do the ring of fire. Bring the ring of fire down over your body, taking a deep breath, and release it into the ground. Allow the fire to remove any and all negativity around you at this time. Take another breath. Let's do another ring of fire. Bring it down over the body and down into the ground. One more time. Take a deep breath. Bring that ring of fire down over your body. Let it remove all negativity. Feel it burning away as you get into a place of peace and throw it down into the ground. Release the breath. Allow yourself to go back to normal breathing. Creating union can help you achieve vibrant partnerships of fearless loving and mutual self-fulfillment. It provides the ingredients to go into the deeper meaning of an inevitable relationship. It also helps you with relationship difficulties. With a wise and gentle voice, your inner guides and angels will guide you in resolving difficulties while compassionately answering practical questions about sexuality, spirituality, divorce, separation, fear of intimacy, creating mutuality, and how to keep the spark alive in long-term relationships. Creating union is a basic primer for all of our relationships. It helps with empathy and gives you great clarity on the way back home to union. Knowing how to create union is a sweet and powerful treasure. Though the word unconscious is widely used these days, most of us cannot quite grasp what it means to have a vast reservoir of feelings and thoughts whose contents are ordinarily not accessible to us. This would not matter if the inaccessible material did not have an influence on our view of the world, our behavior, and our entire life. But it does, with a vengeance. We are going through a time in this spring of 2018 of difficulties, our past coming up to haunt us, and we need to take a sharp look at our thought system and how we react to the world around us. Therefore, it is crucial to allow the unconscious material to come to the surface, to learn the secrets of our souls that we have kept hidden even from ourselves. Take a deep breath and see yourself dropping away any judgments, preconceived notions, desires, and outcomes. Feel yourself floating in the white light of the heart center. Feel that white gold light fill you now. And allow. Tell your guides that you allow and accept that which comes your way, because you know you are protected. You know that you're a child of God and that you are never alone. Take a deep breath. From the perspective of a higher consciousness, a broad vista of human life can open up to you. We see various regions of our souls, those which are healthy and whole, and those which are flawed. The spiritual and emotional quagmires where our unfulfilling relationships have their seeds. Sometimes these seeds open and sprout because it's a part of the soul that we need to eliminate. We learn with amazement that we really know what we really feel, what we really wish, what we think or need. Childish, half-formed presumptions, confused feelings, unjustified fears and guilts, self-punishment patterns come to the surface when we are finally willing to find out who we are and how we function as love partners as well as friends. Most of our problems have common roots because we are all human, which is encouraging to know as we set out on this quest to find our specific inner twists and knots. Energy healing is the answer for many. Energy healing helps you to go into past lives and perhaps see the root of the problem, or just to clear whatever is blocking your feelings of loving, close relationships. To heal our own soul is always our first task, but this does not mean that we have to wait to engage in a relationship until we are in full harmony with ourselves. That's a lifetime of work. Life is to be lived, but with a greater, wider consciousness. Our relationships will improve accordingly as we expand our heart center and allow ourselves to blend, meld, and accept other people into our world. There are various ways to coach unconscious vital material out of hiding. One is through meticulous, open-minded, non-judgmental self-observance. Meditation is unsurpassed in leading to the truth seeker into the labyrinth of his or her infantile world. Remember when you were 3 or 4 years old in that infantile world, you drew a lot of conclusions and made a lot of assumptions that still are working with you now. Going in deep to your inner being, finding these erosions of the soul, and eradicating them is key to raising your vibration and coming up into a peaceful, non-judgmental, loving, tolerant, and compassionate world. This is an inner journey, and may this meditation pave the way home to the God self of your center. This can be the greatest adventure of your life as you come from isolation into fearless loving. Are you ready? Are you ready to begin? Are you ready to expand your meditations into that which is necessary and do the work that needs to be done so that you can raise your consciousness and embrace the state of being, love, peace, and harmony? Say that you are, right now. Tell your inner guides that you're ready to open your heart, mind, and being to the fulfillment of love, peace, and harmony. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Now allow yourself to float as you listen to Richard Schulman help you expand your vibration and consciousness.